My name is John Erling. Today's date is April 5th, 2012. Tom, state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
Thomas Gale Clark, Jr. I was born 6-6-41, and I'm 70 years old.
Your middle name, any?
Well, my father was a senior. Everybody called him Gale Clark. Therefore, when I was born, it gave me Thomas. Until I was in the third grade, I was known as Tommy Clark.
And we're recording this interview here in Tulsa in the offices of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
In Enid, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your mother first. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born, where she came from.
Well, it's Leota Groh, G-R-O-H. That's a German name from her father, who had immigrated over here from Germany, I'd say probably in 1907, 1908, he and his wife.
Came to Oklahoma?
Well, they originally went to Missouri, and he was a Missouri dirt farmer. Why he moved to Enid, Oklahoma, I do not know. But as a young child, I used to go out to his farm. They didn't have a freezer or a refrigerator. They had a box. They poured ice into it, so it truly was an ice box. Milk came from cows. I'd go out and watch them milk the cows. It wasn't homogenized. I thought it tasted horrible. When they wanted something to eat that night, they'd go out and chop the head off of a chicken, and we'd have chicken. I washed it one time. I thought I was going to pass out. I guess I can't stand the sight of blood. At least I couldn't then, so I never did it again. He had some fields he plowed out there, and he had two mules. He'd plow the fields and plant corn or wheat or something. I'm not sure what he was planting. But these are thoughts I remember from 1944, 45, 46, 47. So it was a wonderful experience to be on a true farm and watch him work that during that time period.
And his name again was?
Bob Groh, G-R-O-H.
So that's your mother's father.
Right.
Tell us about your mother then. So then she grew up in Enid.
When they moved from Missouri to Enid, they were farmers as young children. But once she grew into a lady, she lived in Enid, and she basically was working in small companies and selling clothes or something. This is just right before World War II, probably 1935, 36, 37, 38. My father met her in Enid when he was working there.
Your mother's personality, and what was she like?
She was a beautiful, beautiful woman, very loving, very kind, very gentle. I'll tell you my favorite story is when I eat chili. If you were over at my house and I was having chili, you would send me put vinegar in it. Now I use Splenda, but I used to put sugar into the chili, and people look at me, are you out of your mind? What are you doing? One of my favorite stories is that my mother was in some restaurant in Enid, Oklahoma. They're in the Depression now, so the owner thought that my mother was putting too much ketchup on her chili, and so he forbid her to use any more ketchup without paying for it. My mother was so upset about it that just to make him mad, she put sugar and vinegar on it, and it really tastes very well. Some of my friends in Oklahoma here have used the recipe I have, and they have won every single time they've used it. So she was kind of feisty, too. She met my father there. He was working for National Sash and Door Windows. We're selling windows in Enid, Oklahoma.
So they met there at that company?
No, they just met each other in Enid. Through what process, I don't know.
So then your father's name?
Thomas Gale Clark. He was born in Scott's City, Kansas, and was raised there until a young man. His grandfather owned the movie theater. My grandfather, Thomas Harry Clark, they, again, farmers. For some reason, they moved from Scott's City, Kansas, to Wellington, Kansas, which is a town 30 miles south of Wichita. And there he became a barber. And my father, they got there about when they were just starting high school. My father played football for Wellington High School, and I have all the programs from when he played football, and he was All-State and that sort of stuff. And so he got a scholarship when he graduated from Wellington to play football for the University of Colorado. And one thing very interesting, the person he roomed with, Kyle Mega, was Wizard White, who became Supreme Court Justice, and he roomed with Wizard White, who became a Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America, and they served in the Kyle Mega house, serving them dinner and keeping the house clean. So they did that for 2 years. Then my grandfather came down with, well, they had too much iron in their blood, I forget what they call it, disease. He got very sick, and so he moved back and finished college at Wichita University. I think you probably got the thought about airplanes because, as you say, Clyde Cessna and Walter Beach were starting to develop airplanes. Beechcraft started in 1932. So here they were just south, 30 miles of those towns. Really, aviation would begin, the birth of aviation, you might call it, or manufacturing these airplanes in Wichita, Kansas, which is 30 miles north. I always thought that his love of flying came from being so close, and I'm sure that he probably drove up there, saw the plane, and saw him test flying them, and I think that's where his desire for aircraft came from, while he was taking care of his father just prior to World War II.